with a shaka.
Okay, let's learn. We're up to da kofe on the base. We are up to Omar Rava. It is about a little bit less than halfway down. Omar Rava. So that's 11 lines after this one. 11 lines after the point of the Rabbit said, the Gula Maniach San Gil San Gula of the Tariq Yishmat. First, that's Soya Beguma. There's a pit. There is a pit in the ground. And in this pit there is Soya. And the person wants to say Kriya Shema. What is the solution? Maniach San Gil Allah of the Tariq Kriya Shema. All one needs to do is put his foot over the Guma, over this crack in the ground, and he can say Kriya Shema, and there's no problem whatsoever. Obviously, he's not touching it. Now, that's the reason makes him a little bit more. In this case, his sandal, his shoe, is not coming in direct contact with the tzoyah. It's just on top of the tzoyah. Now, boy, mar breder, vinet tzoyah, devuka besandoloi mahu. What happens if it's devuka? Let's say when he puts his sandal on top of the tzoyah, it's mechuber to his sandal, mahu. The Gemara says, take with this, the question remains an answer. What is the issue? The issue is, do we say that the fact that it's devuka, it's attached, what's the name
of this?
The fact that it's devuka, the fact that it's touching the shoe, maybe that is a problem. Or do we say no? As long as there is a hefsek, as long as the shoe is covered, the mafsek between the tzoya and the person, that is okay. Next, I'm going to akum orum also likos kriya shema kinegoy. If a goy is not dressed, the same way a Jew not be dressed, he'll be forbidden to say kriya shema mayu yakum. What's the chesham akum? Afilu yishol nami. The Gemara shol pshitale diyaser. Of course, ala akum mitzrich lemar the same achol l'sibuhu asher besar chamoyrim besaram. A goy is called a donkey. Aim, I would say, Kechamar Ba'amahu, and there's no such thing, there's no shalacha, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema in front of the erva of an animal. There's no shalacha that you're not allowed to say, as far as I know, there's no shalacha, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema in front of the erva of an animal, only of a human being. So we may think that since a goy in the Torah is compared to another Torah, the Pasuk Sefer Nagi is compared to a donkey, the Leila, there should be no prohibition to say Kriya Shema in the presence of a goy, Kamashma, the Inanamiku erva, and their bodies are also called an erva. The Siv, the erva, Savihim Loyroch, Loyach, that Chom, Shame, Chom, Yafes, Shame, and Chom, Chom, and Yafes, when they cover their body, it says they did not see the erva of their father. Here are we referring to Noyach. Noyach is the father of all of the Goyim, B'nei Noyach. And in Mela, we see here there's such a thing of an erva by a non Jew. A male of one may not recite Kriya Shema in the presence of a non-Jew that is not properly covered. Next, a person who wants a Kriya Shema is not dressed, so he has an option of going into water, and water to a certain degree can serve as a hefsek, a kisui for his erva. But a person, if he makes use of this technique, this etza, to cover his erva in water, he should be careful the water should not be foul water which would produce a reach ra. And that includes mayim horoyim, which means whatever produces an odor, or the mecha mishra. May mishra is where they soak flax. Now the chiddush is flax is not necessarily something which by nature is ra. When it comes to tzoya is psoilas. It's the waste of the body. This is a higher level of odor. But pishtad, flax, that's soaking to soften the flax in preparation, it just has an unpleasant fragrant odor. It's not an odor that comes from a waste product of decay of the human body, which is something which is repulsive. There are two different types of reach ra. There's a reach ra that's repulsive, and then there's a reach ra that's just not pleasant. So it says, even that is also actually l'sechamayim. We have a kama mayim rami. I do not know. I don't know the answer. I don't know where you drew the line. I really don't know if they have some type of an electronic device today that can.
No, I meant that some people are.
I don't know the answer. I look choyer, you follow, you go buster the average person. Whatever the average person would trigger an unpleasantness by the average person, even if this person is super sensitive, you follow. the average.
So you want to only say there was a flax with the dung in it?
Oh, let's see. No, that's different, because there you have a common, you know, not flax, or hides. Yeah. Hides with soya of clovin, you know, that is extremely repulsive. But here we're dealing with flax.
Hide itself.
What? No.
Hide itself.
The Gemara seems that the hide itself is not enough. You have to have a combination of the hide and soya, just the hide itself, that is not sufficient. Let's see. How much water must one throw into the flax? The Gemara seems to say that you need a lot of water. The Gemara seems to say that it's not going to be enough. At least that flax that is processed, that's soaking, is extremely repulsive. And it's not going to be sufficient to pour a small amount of water. So Gemara, what does it mean? What's the meaning of when you pour some water, you're going to solve the problem? That's not true. Flax is being soaked in water. There's a lot of water here. Pouring more water is not going to solve the problem. So what do you mean over here? The Gemara answers, there's a mistake in the gear, so we have to chasir mechsra. However you want to worry about this, there are more words. Hachi kamar. Cloud, period. A person who wants to say creation, is not dressed, he wants to go into water, he may not immerse in May Mishra, water flax soaked in at all, no matter how much you dilute, no matter how much fresh water you add to the odor, it's not going to make a difference, period. Now when it says Yatul Mayim, that's a new halacha. That refers to May Raglayim. Meraglayim, we today, Baruch Hashem, we're in a very super sensitive society. By us, we totally culture, we're in the Mashu. But Ham Chazal, Meraglayim was nothing which is so repulsive, even the biggest Ryan. The biggest Ryan is from the Keteris. The Halo, Meraglayim, Yofimah. Elish Imach Nisim, Meraglayim, Bamigash, and Meraglayim covered. What's the Hava mean? I mean, today you need this mission.
Yeah, but the Keteris are overwhelmingly other spices that probably covered that same Keteris were.
Yeah, but it's a yofinlah. It would have been, but
chemically. It's
but today you would tell someone like this. You tell some person who's an expert in fragrances. Like, what's the havam? Obviously, we live in a different society. We are Baruch Hashem. We don't come in contact with these other things. But in time of Chazal, it appears at least, I mean, from the sitting face surface, that it wasn't such a repulsive thing.
I heard a shot that the Meirig lion.
Acidic, right. So I know that. Right,
a different acid which they use, which
masking, 100%. Obviously, there's some property which would be a chemical reaction that would enhance the fragrance. 100%. But still,
I think the smoke that goes straight
up. Mala Oshan. Okay, you're right. I'm a mask. Obviously,
you would be mutter, so it's not such a problem.
Meraglayim, so the most rather, when it says here, Ashiyat v'sechem mayim. We're referring specifically to Meraglayim. Meraglayim just needs a small amount of water to dilute the odor, the repulsiveness of the water to say Kriyashma. And therefore, even small amount. That's how the more now gives them, discusses the Moshe Gil. How much will you put in the Meraglayim? The Tanakam says, Kol Shehu, period. Rabbi Zakeh and Erevius need a significant amount, 3 to 5 ounces of Mamayim. This machlekes is when you already have a collection of meraglayim, and now you're pouring water, fresh water, into a kois shel meraglayim. Here's a chiddush. But let's say you have an empty kois, and a person wants to be mafled in this kois meraglayim, and he doesn't want to be repulsive to prevent it from saying kriyashma. So the solution is first put a small amount of fresh water in the kois, and then into the kois be mafled meraglayim. Why? So Rashi is a tremendous chiddush. Bittel, because since a person is mafled meraglayim in small amounts, so as each small amount of meraglayim enters into the kois, it's automatically bottled, and once it becomes bottled, so the whole collection, this is not very middle of brachos, so you have over here a sugi of bittel, a major sugi of bittel, that once a small amount, you have this mashu of mayim, a teeny mashu of mayim, has the koyach to mevatel a large amount of sudden oven, because as long as you do this, say there, are first the mayim, and then meraglayim. Rav Yosef says, no, this is not correct. It's chayz of aneya, sugi of chayz of aneya. Machlekes is a revius or kolshu is even when you start out to the beginning, because it's chayz of neir. Even though in Echanami you might say it's bottled tipa as it goes into the kais, but safe kol safe when everything is said and done, you have here an enormous amount of neiraglan and a small amount of mayim. So therefore, machlekes according to Manas is a revius. That's the chatfila. But once you already have established, you no longer start shaykh bittel. It's too late. Then everyone agrees in the what's the he told the servant, he told him to be machmir. He wanted revius. He told the servant, I want to say kriyashma, but I first want to go to the base like he say, I need some mayim to vatel the koyach of the, I want a revius like a zaka. Next. Tarabon graf shel rei. Graf shel rei is a bedpan, but it's a bedpan for gedoylim. There's nothing in it. It's clean. It's clean as a whistle. It doesn't matter. It's repulsive. One may not say kriyashma even in front of a clean graf shel rei. The Ovid Shal Merag Layim, that's a urinal, it's also it's clean. Also, liquids Kriyash Makanegdam, the Avdi Shein Mochem Kulum, even though there's nothing in them. The Merag Layim Atzma, what about the Merag Layim itself? Ashiyat Lusuchan Mayim, it's going to be also until you dilute the odor by casting water, the Kama, back to Al Gemara. How much Mayim? Yatil Lusuchan Mayim, the Kama Yatil Lusuchan. The more answers, Tanakama says, Mayim kolshu, and Rabbi Zakai, or as we said before, he says, no, I'm a revius, yet a revius. Period. New Gemara. Ben lefne amita, ben liach amita. It makes no difference if the merag lime is in front of your bed or behind the wheels, it's mafsik. We will explain it, it's a hefsik. Person wants a kriyashma, and the merag lime is in this utensil, and it's not directly in front of him, it's behind him, back of the bed. It doesn't make a difference. We'll see the more it's also. You have to dilute the odor with a revius or a mashu of mayim. Rabbi Shimon ben Omer, no. The only time you must dilute the yamayim, merag lime is only la'achar mita korei, lefnei mita einu korei. If it's behind, in other words, it's mafsik, between you and the merag lime, there is a hefsik of a bed. The bed is there. It separates the mechitza between you, then it's okay. You don't need to do anything to dilute the odor. But if it's only lefnei hamita, let's say it's taka lefnei hamita, and you have not diluted the merag lime. Avol machaku arba amos per kriyashma. So if you make it, if you machin galanamus, that's okay. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, no, afilu bayis me'amo lo yikra ashiyotzim yishiyotziim or yishiyanichim takas hamita. No, it doesn't make difference. The entire bayis considered one big galanamus, and you must remove it. Or you must put it underneath the bed to hide it. It's not enough to, even if it's not in front of you, even if it's moving the ramas, it must be moved. By the way, this is a very important halach, because I don't know if everyone is so makdish.
Even if it's empty?
Yeah, no. We're dealing over here with mamish, meragwan mamish, and you're not allowed to say kriyashma. If it's according to Shimon Lili, if it's in front of you, if it's in the same bias, it doesn't make a difference. It must be hidden, must be put away under a machitza mamish. All in a different rishos. And just derech agav, very interesting thing I came across the other day.
Why is it have to be a different rishos?
Because the Gemara is going to say it's less than 10 tefachim. The Gemara is going to explain that it's mamish mechusa.
So a different cheder will help.
A different shul will help. A different cheder will sure help.
You just said
the bias of means the bottom to the Talmud Chazal. They only have one room in our houses. I say there's something very, very interesting. I mean, I don't know what everyone does, but it appears from what I find, not everyone is so makhbet to wash negovasa by their bed. Bachrim, you wash negovasa by your bed? No? Bachrim, you wash negovasa? What? Oh, so Taka, this comes from this Gemara. But we go to camp, and a young Bachrim, and I'm sure you rely on Eretz Yisrael, everyone Eretz Yisrael, they're very into this, is you have negovasa mamish by your bed. Mamash bayu bayah. What's the big deal? Yeah, two plastic things, and you fill up the water. A lot of Bnei Torah do this. A lot of Bnei Torah do this. There's like the shawl and bachur and shiva. For some reason, people get older, they go home to their house, they get married, they become lax in putting the negovasa by their bed.
This
Gemara. So what's the hetter? You go again, you go up, you go wash the glass in the bathroom, you walk in 20 hours to the bathroom. It's this Gemara. It's Mamash Shimul Zamer. I feel a bias. Mea Amol Lo Yikra Ad Shiyotzim Ad Shinichem Tachas Amita. Because the whole bias is considered one Lomash of Dalar Amos. So you're not really doing anything wrong by... It's a lundus to be and those that are not makbid in this very important halach. Okay, whatever. Okay, let's write it. Ibarlu. I was off the record. Let's go back. We're going to go back. Ibarlu.
English knows
the
whole thing. This pot is made from
yes, terror. So it's culture. So what about plastic? Okay, it's a different. This is not a post. Yeah. Yeah, well, he too,
no, you said, we just said that a different cheder is not considered the bias.
Correct.
It's chazal, so it won't help.
All right, so you have to play around with the lungs. You have to play around. I told you. Now the one wants to understand the lungs of him. You have a hesed between yourself and the media. Hachi kamar achar hamita kar miyad. The what we have here a member. Does it mean that achar hamita kar miyad? That if the water, the repulsive water is achar hamita, you can say kriyas shema miyad immediately. That you don't have to be marked, even if you are less than dalid amos away from the mayim, from the miraglayim, it does not matter because there's a hefsik of the mita. Lifnei hamita, marchik arba amos. The korei oidil mahochi kamal aliyah hamita marchik dalid amos. No, when it says the achar hamita, even though it's achar hamita, it is here where the dalid amos. You have a combination. You have to have a hefsik plus there must be a gap of dalid amos in total. The cover lifnei hamita. Then forget about it. Dalam is not when it says dalam is in the kohen cloud. That's our dilemma. Toshma, the Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer achamita kohen miyat the fish. You don't need dalam. Hefsek is a good enough. When it says lifnei hamita marchik arbamis, marchik arbamis. That's the Tanya. That's the Tanakama. That's Tanakama. So the Kama is clear that just one or the other is enough. You don't need to have. You don't need to have both. Until you shiyotziyem, or you shenichem tachsamita. So the Gemara says very good. By if shitalon, the Gemara over here says. But one thing now, there's a double problem with this price. The Tanakama, who discusses the conditions of a hefsek and dalramos, it's clear as day from the Tanakama that you don't need both. One or the other is good enough. So he really answered our Shiloh. But in the process, in the Shiloh, we now have a new problem. And that is, the names are not correct. Because the one that gave these conditions of Hefsek and Dalet Amos in the previous member was Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. And in this member, the one who gave this condition was the Tanakama. And the Shimon Gamliel was the one that says here that Afilu Bayis Molen Mea Amo, it's not going to be good enough. If you look at the previous Brisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar was the one that said, "Afilu Bayis Mea Amo Lo Yikra Shiyotzim." Over here, Shimon ben Gamliel that says you need to leave the house. And the previous Brisa, it was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. That says the two conditions of Dal Ramas and Hefsek. And here is Tanakama that says the conditions, and it is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that says the bias, afilu mea amo, you have to leave the bias. So we have a stirum. So the Morris, Ba'ayon, if Shitla, we have answered our Shaila, our dilemma of two and one we've answered. That Taka, you only need one, you don't need both. But in the process of answering the dilemma, you got us into a new problem. Masnisokashya nahadadi. We have a stir in the names. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So the Gemara says, you know what? Ebech Basrayin says, switch the second one. Switch the second one. In other words, the first one is correct. The first one where the halacha was said, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was the one that said the two conditions. And it was Rav Shimon ben Elazar that said, Abdil Bayis Molyama. That's correct. And the second one, which needs to be reversed, my chazis the afkes vasraisa epech chamaisa. The Gemara says, "Man sham alei the amar kula bayis kar ba'amis dami." Who is the one that says this is so? The entire bayis, because he won the galamus. It is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. He, where in the world did Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar say this? So it's very important. Rashi tells us the study of humility. Rashi says. Man shamalei lo yodati heichon hi. I don't know. Rashi says I don't know. Can you imagine? Rashi says he does not know where we find Rav Shimon Elazar. Does not know. And if you look over here in the, of course, whenever Rashi says I don't know, you can bet that someone's going to come along and tell you I do know. So look in the Gilyon Hashas, and the Gilyon Hashas. What does it say over here? Lo yodati heichon hi v'chein b'Rashi. So here he brings down all the Rashis where he says Lo Yodati. Unbelievable. This is amazing. Lo Yodati. Can you imagine this Gilyon Hashas here? It's remarkable. That was without a computer. And then you have Oisvav here in the you don't have this in the Yogam. I have here the Oisvahodar. Even the article doesn't have this because this is version 1 of Oisvahodar. I have version 2, you have only version 1. This is the second edition of Oisvahodar. I have been a Yoina. That you design the love to the Dibra Maschul, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Bashem Abin Hananel, Shukh, Bethesda, the Ervin he found it for us. It's an Ervin and Ben Gates and Ervin. You have the Oiz V'Hodor version 1. I have the Oiz with the Hagoyz on the side, which is version 2. I don't think you have
it. So
he says Rabbeinu Yonah?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have the Rabbeinu Yonah, but just a very little trivia for the staff is this Rabbeinu Gilyon HaShas, all the place in Shas where Rashi does not know where it is. And why do you need to do that? Why do Kilevi need to do that? I do not know why he needs to do that. He gotta tell us all the place in Shas where Rashi, I do not know. And we have Rabbeinu Yonah that says it comes from the Tosefta in Masechta and in Ervin. Vayitin the Gemara. Okay, so next. Amar Abyes, Gomine, okay, let's go back to the original halacha. If you put the meirag by money the bed, it's good. What kind of bed? If the bed is less than 3 tefachim off the ground, there's no question. That's called a kisui. Shloisha, arba, chamisha, shisha, shiva, shmoina, mahu. Shloisha, arba, chamisha, shisha, shiva, shmoina, tisha, mahu. What about if it's from 3 to 9? Is that called a covering or not? Only a loyodan, I do not know. Asaravadi, let me boil it. It's a 10 tefachim high, certainly it's too high. That's not called a kisu, that's a rishus. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Shabar of this tefillah yiboyeloch. That's good that you that it's pashut. If it's going to be 10, it's not a shayin. Because kol asar rishus achidi, because if it's 10 tefachim, pashut is the rishus to itself. Amar Abaye. Hilchus, so what's the bottom line? Pachus mishloisha, less than 3 kilo vidami, asar rishus achidi hi. Mishloisha rasara, hayni the Rami Rabbi Yosef, Ravuna, Vloy Pashalom, we don't have an answer. Amarav, Halach, Rav Shimon Lazar, we pass like Rav Shimon Lazar that says that the whole bias is called one big rishos. And the Mela, there's a Chumrah, the Chumrah of Lucifer's Mori, that you're not allowed to recite Kriyashma until you get the Mera Glayim out of the bias, out of that. Rav Shimon Lazar, he doesn't say that. By the way, that's just because the Gemara says the halacha, it doesn't mean it's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, that's very common. Probably 95% of the time when the Gemara says the Gemara passes the halacha, you can bet, it had to bet your life. And many times the Gemara says this is the halacha, and someone says this halacha is in Shulchan Aruch, and that's the reason it's not. Usually we don't pass him like the Gemara. Even when the Gemara is halacha, we don't pass like the Gemara. That's just the way, just whatever it is, that's how it is. Ain halacha, so the Gemara says halacha, but the Gemara passes halacha from Shimon Lazar, the entire bias, one big da'wah. Now, Mustafa, you have a secretion until you remove the Merit line from the bias. Next. Rav Amar, Rav says, Ain halacha, Krebbe Shimon ben Lazar. We don't pass him, we have the rules. Either Dalit Amois or you have a Hefsik Mafsik, that's going to be good enough next. Rabbi Achai Yasik Lilibrei, Be Rav Yitzik Bashu Bar Marita. Okay, so now he talks about the law of the Lord Halos Shachnach for people that are married. Rav Achai Yasik Lilibrei, Be Rav Yitzik Bashu Bar Marita. He married off his son. He married off his son by the son of Achai Yasik, he was Isaac with his son, Be Rav Yitzik Bashu Bar Marita. Aile Luchuppah, he took him Luchuppah. And his son was not able to do what he was supposed to do in the Cheder Hayichot. So somehow the father went inside to see how his son was, whatever the story was. He saw there was Sefer Torah in the room. So Amalu, it's a good thing that I came to see what's going on. Had I not come to see what's doing, Sakanton Libri, you would have put my son, he was complaining to his Mechudim, you would have put my son in Sakana, because you're not allowed to have a Sefer Torah in a room where there is a husband and wife. Titania, by Yeshiesh by Sefer Torah, it's full and also the Shamish by Esamita, Achir, it's him until a ruler over Shayimichin, Klebis or Kle, until they put a Klebis or Kle. Amravaye, Loyashanel Bhlishan Kilyon, the only time that it's going to be called a kisui is if you cover it with something which is not meant to cover it. But if you cover it with something which is meant to cover it, Alabhlishu Kilyan Afilo Asarmani Khan Manigame the mantle. So don't go tell me the mantle, the Sefer Torah is to cover it, but you have a Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah is in the mantle. So Mela you'll allow to whatever you want. Nonsense, because the mantle is a chiluk of the Sefer Torah, it's meant to be Sefer Torah. Avol asar so chad mani dami perut. I'm a Rava. Dilima, a garment, a kotat ra. It's some type of box. I don't know exactly what this is. More rash with hagumim. It's some type of chest. You have this type of chest. It's not miyuchid for the Sefer Torah. Kichli b'soich kli dami. It's a kli b'soich kli. And the meila, if it's a Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah is put in this cool thing, this type of chest, that's called the akko matra, then there's no issue. It's mutter. Because it's not miyuchid for the Sefer Torah, and the meila is considered to be a valid carbon. The mezuzah is have to be put up in a way where the mezuzah is on the outside of the cheder and not on the inside. That's a very important halacha that everyone is familiar with.
Or
not so posh, because the kiss of the mezuzah is l'shem mezuzah, so it's always called to the
mezuzah. Yeah, but so if you put another.
Oh, okay, so then you have to put it. That's not, it's not something you want to, that's not something you want to have on your...
Is it too big with the plastic as a
camp? Pash is not, no. Pash is not. It's a till and big, let's say, in a room, so pash has to be put like in a plastic bag.
I love putting mirror in
what? No, the plastic that's
the
yuchid.
The plastic with another plastic.
Oh, the new, those new plastics they have now.
No.
Those carry-ons.
No.
So, I don't know the answer. L'chore, that would be good. Because that's like already a different type of plastic bag. What about the traditional plastic bag? Like you have a talus. That has the plastic that goes on the outside of the... L'chore, that's mamish yuchid. What?
It's made for tefillin.
It's all part of the kiss, the covering for the tefillin.
So you have to. Maybe I'm the tonight. Then I guess you can work it.
Okay. I don't know if you can make your tanai against. It's not minigo ilam. Minigo ilam is make a tanai. You put people make a tanai. They can put in money. That's another issue. Has money in the mill, so you want to put money in your tefillin bag, right? You're not going to put anything that's for the tefillin bag. You're not going to put anything in your tefillin bag other than the tefillin itself. You put in money. You put in candy. So you shouldn't do that. Someone make a tanai. I'm not being yachin it. Can you make sure tonight when the whole world doesn't do that? I don't know. Maybe you can. Maybe you can't. But when it comes to tefillin, stam, all these things, shamam shechut tefillin can be. You have to put the tefillin in a plastic bag on the outside. Or today, I don't know if you today they have these new carry-ons, right? A lot of people have these carry-ons. What?
For your own comfort. It's not for, it's for the tefillin, but it's also for your own comfort.
So chur, the carry-on, everyone said those new carry-ons, right? Probably everyone has one. I don't have one, but what? What?
Black one.
Yeah. So l'chor, that's already, l'chor, that's mamish made to be yuchud, to be shaloi, not yuchud. It's already something really different. Maybe, yeah, maybe no, I do not know. Let's go further. Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Sefer Torah Shel Lasu L'Mechitza Asar. You have said you want to do things that you're not allowed to do, and you have to make a mechitza. Ma zutrik l'be Rav Ashi, chazi l'duchte, demand Rav Ashi, demand Rav Ashi, Sefer Torah, v'yav l'be mechitza. Asar, he saw that he had in his home a Sefer Torah, and he was doing things. Amar Leik, come on, what are you doing over here? How is the world that you're living over here in a bias? You're doing things which are not proper, and you're sleeping, and we're doing other things that are not proper with Sefer Torah. Come on, Rav Yishuv ben Levi, who said that all you need to do is make a mechitza. That's only the people that don't have one home. But Mar your gevir, Mar is the beis achnina. They have another bias. Memela, you're not allowed. You're not allowed. You have to go and Mar is the beis achnina. You have to go and put this into a different house.
This is a different house or different room?
A different. I don't know. I'm not really sure. What's that? The beis achnina. I don't know. Amalei lava da. I tell you, I did not know that. The only time you can make to make a mechitza is only to make a mechitza is only in a place where you don't have an option. When you have an option, then you can make a mechitza. Halacha l'maisa, this is very common, almost all shtiluch. What?
The opposite. If you have an option of moving into another place,
you should
and not make the mechitza.
Right, exactly. You said that's what it says. So the halacha l'maisa is what's very common shaila shtiluch. And the Rav lives upstairs. Anyone live over here upstairs?
Yeah.
The Rav lives upstairs. So that's very common. We have it. So the only thing they tell you to do is you shouldn't mamish live on top of the place where the Aron is. Is that wherever the Aron is, you have a closet upstairs or downstairs. At least that mokum.
So,
what?
So they don't live there. It's a bag.
Oh, okay, right. So anywhere that is separate, that's the minute. People should at least be makbid not to sleep directly on top. That's the minute called Olam. It's common, it's mice and cholyon.
So what about jail? That's what they're doing,
all shnas the derech will not mean the same targets. Okay. So this is something which we can invite them. Now also, it's very big shah bringing Sefer Torah to Eretz Yisrael, or bringing from Eretz Yisrael to America. It's a very, very big problem. How do you bring the Sefer Torah to Eretz Yisrael? So if you're a gevir, they do this, they pay yeshiva bach. They go and they take yeshiva bach.
They can't ship it there.
Yes, how do you bring, let's say, Chana Sefer Torah? 90% of the Sefer Torah, even probably 95% of it, are bringing Eretz Yisrael to. So they bring Eretz Sefer Torah to America.
You have to hold it, though,
no, not Mukhruch. It's not Mukhruch. So what do you do? I heard all these strange things over the years. I heard that some people, they mamish buy a seat. They buy a seat for the set. I don't know why that helps, because they buy a seat, the seat's not necessarily a cover, it's attached. It's attached to, you sit three or four seats together on an airplane. So,
overhead.
You're sitting
overhead.
Okay, so you put in the overhead. So you put in the overhead, it's not a posture, the overhead.
It's nice.
So they go on the overhead, you hold it, they go and you pay two bachrim from the yeshiva boys to hold it, they take turns holding it. Then, but I think ruba de ruba, what I've heard is they just put in a kiss that's not miyuchi for the sefer, like a duffel bag. They buy a duffel bag or a double duffel bag, and they put the sefer Torah in the duffel bag, and they put it in the overhead compartment in the bakar vik away. Not chashuv with all the other luggage. You find a nice, quiet spot if you can find such a thing on an airplane, and you put it away in the bakar vik. They have closets on the airplane. They put away some of the luggage and closets on the plane itself. So you put it away in a much bigger place. This is not so posh. It's not so easy how to properly transport a sefer Torah. Let's go by it. Kam yachnei, let's go by it. Kam yarechik mehem natsoya aramis. What's the shifu aramis? Amrav, amrav, shchur, amrav, hunda lo shnur lo lachoyrav. That when it comes to tsoya, you have to marach and dal aramis. It's only backwards. When your back is facing the tsoa. Ava lefonov. But if the tsoya is in front of you, marachik mulayin, you have to be marachik as far as your eyes can see. The chain letzvila, you have to be marachik for tzvila, not for kriyashem, for tzvila, as far as your eyes can see. Any really. Then Rav from Amar, Baba Papa Amar, Chlista, Oy Mirad, Kenegid Beis HaKisei, Umispala. What are you talking about? But the Beis HaKisei is mole tsoya, and you're allowed to face the Beis HaKisei in Davin. So the Gemara says no. When it says a lot of faces in God, it's an assertion that's the assertion of Bezakisei, Amr Hachma is giving Bezakisei, Shein Boy Tsoya, where there is no Tsoya in the Bezakisei. Eine, then Rabbi Yosef Achanin, the Bezakisei, Shein Boy Tsoya, Shein Boy Tsoya, Bezakisei, Shein Boy Tsoya, Shein Boy Tsoya, so it's Osir. The Gemara says, your own time, it's Mutel Lachma, it's giving Bechaditi, a new Bezakisei. So it's brand new, it's been designated. Oh, so what? But once it's been designated, Zimun's designation upgraded to the status of the full status of Zakisei Oyen Zimun. So the Mark concludes the following chiddush, following his sight. Ki come by the Ravina will make him alay litzaluya bigave. Machloikis and basically say Zimun is to go inside the Beis HaKisei and daven. But everyone agrees, even if you hold Zimun, Yesh Zimun Beis HaKisei, if it was never used, it's mutter to daven outside the Beis HaKisei, facing the Beis HaKisei. So Rebbe Chin Shalom. Yeah.
Same here, Our
the Beis HaKisei of today are much, much more lenient than Talmud Chazal. There's no tsoya in the Beis HaKisei. The toilet everything is flushed down in the sewer. The ruba duba, they're clean.
Rav Moshe says otherwise, because there used to be a long pipe and it would go straight down, so it never would stay over there. But I also take 1 or 2 minutes.
But the pipe is completely clean. The pipe is. I don't see the truth in Rav Moshe.
I've heard the same tape.
One word.
I heard the same tape. So he's the person saying the things. So the
Chazanish
fashion, why you wash?
I hear you saying.
Yeah, it was there for a minute.
It's a graf shalei. Gemara says a graf shalei is aser until even if there's nothing here. After shalei mamish, a graf shalei means a bedpan.
It's not here.
Doesn't matter. Even a clean one.
What they're talking about the Gemara later on is it was a whole.
He said that here used to be a bathroom. There's no bathroom anymore, so it's gone. It's not a shalei anymore.
Okay, well, he doesn't have shayla. We're talking in general halacha. Okay, but also it's that once the door is closed, it's closed. Well, it's not
separate
room. Let's go by. Aval kneidu lavu, aval kneidu lavu, aval kneidu loy. Amar Rava, honey body kisoy de parsoy. The bath houses of the Persians. Aval gav the lisbut soya kistumin dami. Why? Because it's mechusa. The Persians, it was like a modern day bathroom. Basically, it was a midrash. It was a slope, and the soya would disappear. It would go down some type of tube,
yeah,
where it would not be basically very similar to what we have today. So the neila to spal outside the Beis Akisa, facing the Beis Akisa, is not an issue. Inside is still the same shayla. It's a graf shel rei because it was there for one moment. But outside, it's one madrega less because you're allowed to face the Beis Akisa and daven bizman in the face of Beis Akisa. Let's go by the zav shuras keri. Now this we have chazara. We learned this mentioned in passing. Bal keri has to go to mikveh. Now let that mikveh adin from the Gemara. Sevilas Ezra cannot say kriyash. Cannot say shmon Ezra zav shuras keri. Shuras keri. So now he has two reasons why he needs to go to mikveh. Number one, because it's a zav. Number two, because keri. Or the nida shapolta shechva zera. Two reasons. She's a nida. Number two, she's polta shechva zera. She came in kind of shechva zera. The amishameshes shirasa nida. So mishameshes sorta nafi tarif mishameshes shechva zera. Shirasa nida. According to the nakamba, tzrichin tzvila, hay luchud va hay luchud. There's a tzvila for nida and there's a tzvila for carry. The tzvila for ziva, tzvila for carry. Just because you can't take away your tumah, for one, you are luchud to take away the tumah, different types of tumah. We explain that's why a mace has tefillah, the tovel of mace in the mikvah. What are you being tovel? The mace is avi avos. What are you going to accomplish? It's a different type of tara. There's a different levels. The ikur it's a tara for carry, because the pachad of nisa can cause a nisa. It's a tini mashu of carry, and the meila it's a tefillah for carry. It's not going to take away tumas mace. It's avi avos. High luchod v'high luchod. The tzricha tefillah, Rabbi Huda point, he disagrees. He holds there's no purpose. There's no purpose in doing this because one person is tameh, he holds that tumah all morphs into one tumah.
He wouldn't say the same about
Nida. What? He does. The more shayla. Ibarilu, the more shayla we had is the more. Ibarilu, Baal Kerri, Shura, Diva. What about, let's say the person came first. The first case, the tumah chamura came and then the tumah kala of Kerri. What about it was kumfakert? First, Baal Kerri, Shura, and Ziva. Rabbi Yehuda Mahu, what are going to be Huda? Kipar Rabbi Yehuda Hassan b'zav shua keri demekar labar tefilu, period. He had a tumah chamura. Ava bal keri shua k'ziva demekar bal tefilu, he was mechuyiv in tefilu and mechayiv. I don't know if you say, there's a difference. Toshma, look at the third case of the Mishnah. Hamishameshe. So where is she chayiv first? First is bal keri. That's the first tumah. And then rasa nida. Tzrichotil Rabbi Yehuda poiter. Oh, v'mishameshe shu rasa nida ke bal keri shua ziva dam yivaka potter Rabbi Yehuda. Shma mino Rabbi Yehuda's patel gamri. If a person at this moment in time is in a matzav where he can't go through the full thing, forget it. Do nothing. Tani Rabbi Chiya Behegi, he said Behegi the halacha. Bal keri shua ziva tzarach tzil according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi the poiter gamri. Rabbi the whole, there's no requirement. Hadralach mi shemesu. Hadralach mi shemesu. Hadralach mi shemesu. Tzila as shachar. Now we go to the sugi of the zman, the latest man of tzila. Tzila shachar ad chatzis. Until chatzis Rabbi the mer adal. As we this, we pass this, we know the halacha. The Tzila Shachas only goes Adalit shows 1 hour more than shows Marius than Kriyashma. Tzila San Mincha, when's the latest time you could have Mincha? Ah, Erev until, what's Erev? Machlekes, whatever that means. Let's learn now from the moment Ashkenazim after Simosi Chashazim until sunset. Okay, make believe. Ah, Erev. And Abu Dhabi says, Ad Plaga Mincha. What's Plaga Mincha? Now, what does this mean? Mincha, now we'll see the more is Maskana. This means, Plag mincha means mincha ketana until the end of the day. What's mincha ketana? 9.5 hours. Until the day is called mincha ketana. Mincha gedoyla is 6.5 hours. So make believe it's a perfect day, 12-hour day. So 6 or 12:30 is mincha gedoyla. When is mincha ketana? 9.5 hours. How many hours left till the day is over? 2.5. Right? 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, but you start off 9.5, so minus half an hour. You have 2.5 hours from the time of Mincha Ketana until the day is over. Divide that in half. Plag HaMincha. Plag mincha means take that and cut it to two. 1 hour and 15 minutes. So the latest time you can say, you can daven mincha, according to Yehuda, is at least according to the Shah and the Gemara, this way we learn now, is until 1 hour and 15 minutes before sunset. That's it. Once you come to 1 hour and 15 minutes before sunset, no more. No more. This is no yelach l'maisa, tied to the sastri. If you want to be makel, if you want to be makel daven ma'ariv early, like Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see ma'ariv and ma'ariv not early, you want to hold, you can make sure daven mincha before plag mincha. Why are we not makel on this? That's another story.
Here they are.
Here they are. Here the mamash makel on this. Friday, the long summers, the makel on this. Okay, these are different, not for now. But the holds are plag on mincha. So again, plag on mincha is, remember this, this is soy, because we're in the time of says 9.5 hours until sunset, 2.5 hours. Divide that by two, we have 1 hour and 15 minutes. 1 hour and 15 minutes before sunset is called plag mincha. That's when you have to stop. You have to stop. Let's go weiter. Plag mincha. Tfilas erev. What about ma'ariv? Tanakama says ein lo keva. Daven the whole night, no problem. You can daven ma'ariv at least more until alois hashachar. Vishal musafim until the musafim kol yom. You can say the musaf the entire day. There's no limit, at least according to Tanakama.
This
tefillah won't deal with tefillah. Everything is only tefillah.
Because we had the
chesed krishma. Right. This is tefillah. We'll see the moral a little more. Vishal musafim kol yom Tanakama. That Yehuda says no ad zayin shos. You only can daven musaf until Zayin shows, until the 7th hour of the day. We'll see the Gemara a lot more. What is over here? I say nusach achar loygars. Okay, that depends. Okay, Rebbe, we have a stira. What's the stira? Zman of shachris. When does it say in the Mishnah you can daven shachris until chatzos according to the Chachamim? And what does it mean to say until dalit shos, like we pass until 4 hours? Really? But we learned Ramin Mitzvasa im Hanetzachama. Im means im with. The Zman to say Shmona Esrei is when the sun rises.
What
was
it
saying?
We're saying
Mitzvasa. The Zman, Mitzvah means. Oh, that's Mor's answer. But the Mor's Mashna, what does it mean? Because when is Zman Kriyashma? Kriyashma is before Netzachama. So that's why Kivasikin, Vasikin, you do, the people don't realize, people think they're davening Vasikin, oh, they're davening Shmona Esrei with sunrise. It's a mistake. They're doing two things. They're davening saying Kriya Shema before sunrise and doing Kriya Shema with sunrise. It's a double hiddur in davening v'sigin. The Kriya Shema should be said b'shach b'cha, when you wake up, which is before sunrise. The latest man you can say Kriya Shema according to the v'sigin is with sunrise. And when is this man that you should daven Mishon Esrei? V'sigin, with sunrise. Oh, but there's also an inyan of Gulu Tzvila. So you want to get everything in together, as ideally you should really say Kriya Shema Zrizimak Dimim, you should say Kriya Shema Ready Alois HaShachar. 7 minutes after sunrise, you have problems with brachas, Yetzar, Mashiach, you have Alois HaShachar, you have problems with the brachas of Kriya Shema. Oh, but if you're going to daven Kriya Shema Zrizimak Dimim, you're not going to be doing Shemona Esrei at the right time. Shemona Esrei has been done dafka with the sunrise. And then if you can do that with different times, you're not going to be set up with Tzvila. So to get everything in one shot, it's ideal to daven Kriya Shema right before sunrise, and then you say Kriya Shema with sunrise, you have alamayas. You have the Zman Kriya Shema, the Zman, the Tzvila, the Zman, plus you get in the Gula Semich, Gula Tzvila. It's a triple deal. It's a triple deal to daven early, Kivasikin, all three. Kriya Shema, Tzvila, and Gula Tzvila together. Oh, with the minion, of course. V'shal v'emidu is mizam 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 chama v'gim kedeshim v'gul l'tila v'nimsa mispal b'yam yimspal b'yam mispal by dayim. So we have a stira here. The Mishnah says the zman of tila is chatzos, zman tila is 4 hours, and here it says the b'raisa that zman tila is sunrise. The Gemara says k'dayim live osikin. This is for the people that are in the Mahadrin, that the Masikin over here Rashi says look at the k'dayim is doing Rashi whatever the Masikin ha-makdimim l'mitzvos u-machazirim la'asos dover b'zmanoi u-mitzvosoi makdimim la'achar ha-netzach ha-mol l'espalol v'chein tam Rashi also says mechaviv the mitzvos, humble people that are mechaviv the mitzvos, who want everything perfectly. Fight. Diyama Rabbi Yochanan, the seek in how you go in my son and Esachama, they would include with Netzachama, the period. The Kulyalma ad chatzor, the period. In other words, the Kasha, the Kulyalma chatzor, is that it? Everyone agrees, the Tanakhama, the max, the color point is Chatzos V'suloi. V'yamar Rami Bar, V'yamar Rav Mori Breid, Rav Huna Breid, Rami Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Tov Lo Yispal Arvis. Person did not daven Ma'arif. What should you do? Mispalo Shachris Shtayim, daven Shachris twice. Shachris Mispalo B'mincha Shtayim. So what do we see? We see over here that a person can make up Shachris by davening Mincha later in the day. So you see over here that you can get credit to a certain degree, whatever this means, by davening the Shachris even during the Zman of Mincha. So how can you say that the Zman of Shachris is cut off entirely Dalet shows, so Chatzos, when it's shaykh in some small way to have a kim of Shachris, even Zman Mincha? So the Gemara gives the obvious answer. No one's coming to deny you the power to daven Shachris the whole day, meaning even to have Tashlumin. But the point we want to make over here is as follows. Ad Chatzos, Yov L'Schar Tfilo B'Zmana. If you do it until Chatzos, you get reward for Tfilo B'Zmana. Mekan Delech Schar Tfilo Yov L'Schar Tfilo B'Zmana. Schar Tfilo B'Zmana. Schar Tfilo B'Zmana. Lo Yov L'Schar 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 Tfilo B'Zmana. You're going from Mincha when it comes nighttime, it's a new calendar day. Can you go overlap 2 days? So Mahu Shispal Arvis space into the entrance lama toha below Yispal Arvis Mispal Shachris space twice Mishum the Khan Yamahu. They'll say Vayi Ere, Vayi Vayi Kare, it's one day Yamechat. Avalachat Fil Makam Carbon Hui, but over here too, Makam Carbon became the Vayoimai, Bottle Carbonoi. When you don't have a Mincha, you want to go down in Mariv. At Sid, it's a different calendar day. You can't bring the carbonos for yesterday, today. I Dilma Kevin, the Tsloiso Rachamehi, it's Rachamim, Bakosh Rachamim, Kolei Master Boy Matzloi, the Ozzy, the entire day, Toshma, Dilma Rafun, the Bari, Bari, who the Amar Mitzakam of Yakman, the Tavalo, the Spell of Mincha, the Spell of Space. You can do it. It's Rachamei. The aim is Zemishum, the Ova Yomoi, Bato, Kabanoi, period, because. If Gemara's maskon is tefila is rachane, it's rachane. The male rachane is the ganze tog even when you go to the nighttime. Maitzvei al shakash on uvis, a pasuk in Koheles. Something that's crooked. Lo yuchal liskin. What is that? The ches or something that's lacking. Lo yuchal limonis. What does this mean? Gemara makes a drasha. Mu'uvis lo yuchal liskin. Zeh shebitel kriyashma shel arvis. If it's crooked, the involved kriyashma arvis. V'kriyashma shel shachris. So you don't daven kriyashma. Okay, you don't say kriyashma. Oy tefila shel arvis. Oy tefila shel shachris. That's it. You lost out. So here, then the brayso. So the chesor lo yuchal limonis. That's the side point. In this pasuk, something that's lacking, you cannot be counted. Ze shenimdu chaverav l'dvar mitzvah. If your chaverim have joined to do a mitzvah, v'lenimdu imahem, that's it. V'chitzon lo yuchal limonos, you'll never get credit being part of that chabura, being part of that mitzvah. So what do we see over here? We see over here that if a person did not say kriyash moshal shachas ravis, that's it. No hope that we know already. But the main point is if you miss shachris, or you miss Arvis, there's no making up, there's no doubles, no double portion to make up. And we just said there is. So the Gemara gives a partial answer. If a person is mevatel b'mezid, don't person should make up, say, oh, I'm too tired to daven shachas, I'll daven. People make this mistake. I once talk to a person make this mistake. I'm too tired to daven mincha, I'll daven a double nine. Also, k'neged kolot v'rekula. To do such a thing, it's amazing. There's no way you're not allowed to daven double tefillah if you do the maze. Only the shoygeg or the oynis. And you should know, I don't know the pratim, but there are a lot of dargus. According to many places, if you forgot, it's only when you're in oynis. If you forgot, there are many places you can't daven double mile. Because that's called amazed. That's called karvel meru. You forgot. Just not forgot. If you're in oynis. An oinus. What?
Also, unfortunately, you fall asleep. You went to sleep.
You went to sleep knowing. I don't know the prophet. Lachlek is a poiskim. I remember learning with Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Shlita. He has chidushim. He has pretty strict. Rav Chaim Kanievsky. I very vaguely remember that he's very machmer in this inyan, and the other poiskim are much more lenient. It's not so posh when you have a right to dive in the second tila. Only when you're an oinus, or a person doing a mitzvah, you know, there are certain dargas, and even then, whatever, bye-bye. Shabitel the maze on Rashi Deganami Tani Bitel. It says he lahaches he levata of loyketani tosh shmamina. Tana banan. You forgot the Tavlois al Mincha Shabbos are Be'er Shabbos. So now what do you do with Shabbos night? So it's different type. It's a different type of tefillah. It's a whole different Dam Shonesh, right? No problem. Misfal Belel Shabbos Shabbos Achidish. He daven Davin Ma'ariv double Shmona Esrei Ma'ariv. You lose out the bracha stuff. You lose out all the bracha. The very Chiddush, because really the Mar says in Mechui, really in Mechui for Davin Shabbos. All you says is because Shabbos only Chazal took it away from us. But you lost that. You lost that those extra brachas Friday night. You're going to dive in a double tefillah of Atav Tidashka. You're not going to be able to dive in the tefillah shulchel. Tavu lo yispal mincha b'Shabbos. You didn't dive mincha on Shabbos. Mispal mitzvah Shabbos shtayim shulchel. So you dive in a double shemesh mitzvah Shabbos. You lose that atoy echad. You lose that 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 very holy mincha. Atoy echad the shulcha Shabbos mincha yishmo is the greatest matzul. Now, here's the Gemara Shaila. A Lomdisha Shaila. Mavdil b'rishoyin avin mavdil b'shmiya. The Gemara here says, Mavdil, what the Gemara tells the halacha. What should you do? You're supposed to say Atochan Antanu. When should you say Atochan Antanu? Should you say during the first Shemon Esrei or the second Shemon Esrei? So you really look at the Gemara, you know the answer. Everyone knows that when you're down with Atochan Shemon Esrei, the first one is the Chayimah, and the second one is the Nadam. So being the first one is the chayva, so it's Mitzvah Shabbos, it's posh, the first one you say Atochan Antanu, and the second one you say nothing. That's what you should do. The Gemara tells us this. Mavdil b'rishayin, avein mavdil b'shmiya. Now, what's if the person does not follow the rules? Vimhivdil b'shmiya, let's say mavdil b'shmiya, v'hivdil b'rishayin, so the Gemara is a tremendous chiddush. Shmiya also, the second Shemon Esrei becomes your chayva. Rishoyneloy also lo you accomplish nothing. It's a bracha levatala kemat. I'm a melo. You have to daven now a third Shemon Esrei for the nedava. So remember, the Gemara does not like this. Why not? Remember, they came to lo yavu become ma'isa kemat lo tzol adami. What does that mean? Just because he didn't daven in the first Shemon Esrei shachad chantan, that means it doesn't count automatically by default. The first Shemon Esrei should be considered the chayva. Does that mean that it's so chum, that it's so critical to say Atochan Tanu that you don't say it's not even daven? But that's not the halacha. We all know the halacha that if you don't say Atochan Tanu, you mitzvah Shabbos, you don't repeat the Shemon Esrei. But that minu, Tov lo yitzke gevuras kashamim, when it comes to gevuras kashamim tchias amesim, that's the Shemush, the Berachas HaShem, you don't say the same talam matar during the winter time. If you don't say it's posh, you have to repeat the Shemon Esrei. Then Rishel Beruchasam Beruchasam Nanim Machzir Nosoy. But Havdalah, if you don't say Havdalah Bechay Nadas, Ein Machzir Nosoy, the Meshachol Leim Alakoyis, because you can say Make Havdalah Alakoyis, you can say Atochay, you can say Beruchasam Alakoyis. So the question of you, so what's the big deal? If it's Mitzvah Shabbos and the first Shemoneh Esrei, you only see even say Atochan Antanu, and the second one you did, so what? We should say that the first time should still be considered Yechayva, and the second one should be considered because the Marayim, if you don't say it's okay. The Gemara is kasha. This indeed is a kasha. But we know the rules. It's kasha v'loy tiyufta. A tiyufta means it's in gansin up front. Kasha just means that it's a difficulty. Whenever there's a kasha, you always can have an answer. What's the answer? What's the kasha answer? In a chanami. If you taka don't say Atochan Antanu, you only have to say one Shemoneh Esrei. You only have to say one Shemoneh Esrei. If you have to say Atochan Antanu, no, you didn't say Atochan Antanu. This Shemoneh Esrei can count as your chayva. But when you're saying two Shemona Esrei, and you say the Atochan Antanu in the second Shemona Esrei, it's a gimamish lehedya. The second one is my chayva, because between the two, where did I say Atochan Antanu? The second one.
Right.
Then, so that, what was the first one then? The first one can't be the nedava, because nedava only can come after chayva. So this case is worse. If you say nothing, you have one Shemona Esrei and do nothing. No, it's not so bad. But when you have two, and you do on the second one, you totally messed yourself up. There's no tikkun. You have to say over now a third Shemona Esrei. Itma. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, my tefillos avos tignum. The avos were masakin tefillos. Rabbi Shuba Levi, my tefillos kineged tamidim tignum. The tefillos were not kineged. In other words, Avim, Zav, Yavim, no. It's kineged the Tomish al-Shachar, Tomish al-Benabayim, and the Evam, which burned on his back, was more explained. Tani Chavos Rabbi Yisro Rabbi Yechanina, Tani Chavos Rabbi Yisro Rabbi Levi, Tani Chavos Rabbi Yisro Rabbi Yechanina, Avram Tikin Tivla Shachris, we are Sidon. It's very interesting. It's not, it's you think, you know, you think it's the Akedah, something very spiritual. No, he was in the Spalo for Rishoyim. unbelievable. That's what you learn in the Tilos HaShachris. There's something to that. Shenema vayashkein Avram baboyker el hamokam eshomat sham. He was misfollowing. He had to stop. He woke up the next morning. Ve'amidela tula shenema vayamoy pinchas vayifalel. Yitzchak tikein tilas mincha. Shenema vayezi yitzchak l'such basodeh. Rivka shiduchim lifnei seraf. Then tzicha ela tula shenema tula lemiki yatoyful. If Hashem yishpach, he pours out tzicha his speech. Yachad tuligin tulas marvis. When he went to travel back to Lavan. He went to Lavan for a shidduch, and then he realized he passed over Yerushalayim, Beisel, and he went back to Misfalel. Shema v'yichka v'moka v'yelon Shem k'im p'yelon. Tfilu shema v'yata al tisfalel b'adi v'agat Hashem togim v'yata yu al tisfalel b'yata amazer v'al tisa v'adam yinu tfilu v'al tifka v'yidat in chibi v'tanya. And then we come to almost about 7:20. One quick var, nice var to conclude.
There's the same thing.
Because there's no early money tomorrow. It's not right to do that. But time the shachar. What's the right that it's connected to karbanos? Shachar will cover ad 4 hours. Why? Because he taka disagrees. The whole tamid shal shachar cannot be brought later than 4 hours. That's a sugi to itself. Shari tamid shal shachar cover halach ad avashos. Umneima amu tefilas aminchal erev. Which the Gemara is not getting into. That's another sugya. Shaykar Musaf or Holich at Shah at Sheva Shos. Okay, we'll stop here. I'll just say one quick vart. The Gemara says Vayamay Pinchas Faifal. Amida means Tfila. What are we saying? Asher Yotzar. Fits with today's Gemara. All about Reach Ra. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not open and close all of the cavities. So what does it mean, la'amoy? Pashat, it means la'amoy to stand. We could not exist. We cannot live. But the Chazal tell us here in the staff, and if a person's stomach is not functioning properly, he's not able to daven. So when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that because that our bodies function properly, we're able to la'amoy lefonecha, we're able to be a follower. The essence of that is tefillah.